The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 15, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 28, 1975, in Denver, Colorado.
Kichit ki bulaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana. Agam dhundanti kasnena nihara mibabhaskara. Kichit means somebody very rarely. Somebody means very rarely. It is not so easy thing to become Vasudeva Parayana. Yesterday I explained that Bhagavan Krishna says that yatatamapi siddhyanam kastit vetrimam tat manushyanam sahasyeshu kastit jitati jatati siddhyaya. Siddhi means perfection of life. Generally, they take it astasiddhi of yoga practice. Anima, loghima, mahima, prapti, siddhi, isita, basita, prakamya. So, these are called siddhis. Yoga siddhi. Yoga siddhi means you can become smaller than the smallest. Our actually magnitude is very, very small. So by yoga siddhi, in spite of having this material body, one yogi can come to the smallest size and anywhere you keep him packed, he'll come out. That is called anima siddhi. Similarly, there is mahima siddhi, laghima siddhi. He can become lighter than the swab of cotton. The yogis, they become so light, still there are yogis in India. Of course, in our childhood, we saw some yogi, he used to come to my father. So, he said that he could go anywhere within very few seconds. And sometimes they go early in the morning to Jagannath Puri, to Rameswaram, to Haridwar, and take their bathing in different Ganges water. That is called laghima siddhi. He become very light. He used to say that we are sitting with our guru and just touching. We are sitting here, after a few seconds we see in a different place. This is called laghima siddhi. And so there are many yoga siddhis. People become very much puzzled by saying this yoga siddhi. But Krishna says, yatatamapi siddhyana. Amongst many such siddhas, we have got yoga siddhi. Yatatamapi siddhyana, kaschid vetrimam tattva. Somebody may understand me. So one may achieve some yoga siddhis, still it is not possible to understand Krishna. That is not possible. Krishna can be understood only such persons who has dedicated everything to Krishna. Therefore Krishna wants that, demands, sarva dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇam. Krishna is only understandable by his pure devotee, not anyone else. Athapi te deva padam vajaddam prasadalesanu grihita eva hi janati tattam na chana ekopi chirang vichinna. Those who are favored by the causeless mercy of Krishna, they can understand Krishna. Others, na chana ekopi chirang vichinna. Chirang means for a long time, for many years. If they speculate only what is God or what is Krishna, that process will not help us. There are many Vedic bharsan like that. Atasya Krishna namadi na bhaved grahiham indriyai sevan mukhehi jivhado sami vaspuratada. Krishna, his name, his fame, his attributes, his activities, Sri Krishna Navadi, Navadi means beginning from the holy name. So if we keep ourselves on the material platform, then for 1,000 years we may chant, it will be difficult. That is called Namaparad. Of course, holy name is so powerful that even by chanting with offense, gradually he becomes pure. Therefore we should not give up chanting. Any circumstances, we should go on chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. But the warning is that if we keep us on the material platform, then it will be not possible to understand Krishna, his holy name, his attribute, his form, his activities. It will not pass. So, the process is bhakti. And when you come to the platform of understanding Krishna, then immediately you become fit for being transferred to the spiritual world. That is Krishna says also in the Bhagavad Gita, tapta deham punarjanma naiti mameti. So, there, first of all, people do not understand what is the aim of life, and they do not care at the present moment. They have no distinction what is sinful life or what is pious life. But we may, what is called, not believe in these things. But things are, they are like that. Just like if you infect some disease, it will come out. You believe or not believe, it doesn't matter. Here your doctor sir, he knows that if you have infected some disease, it will come out. We are infecting so many infectious qualities. There are three qualities, sattva-gun, rajo-gun, tamo-gun. And according to our infection, we have to accept a different type of body. Karmana daiva netrena. Every one of us, we are working under the modes of material nature, and according to our association, we'll have to accept a certain type of body. Tatha dehantara prati. Unfortunately, there is no science, there is no college, there is no university to learn this science of nature, how things are going on. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Prakriti is being there, go, we are in this material world on account of this infectious condition. This is our problem. And we have to die. That's a fact. If you say that I don't believe in death, that is not excuse. Death must be there, you must die. So in this way our life is going on. So in the human form of life, we can rectify this. This is the process of Krishna consciousness, that if we rectify our constant association with different material modes of nature, and as a result of this association, we are accepting one body and again dying, and again accepting another body, again dying, this business will be stopped. Yad gatyana nivartanti tad dhamam paramam. Somehow or other, if you become fit to go back to home, back to Godhead, then you will have got to come back again. But they do not understand that this material conditional life is always misery. They have accepted this very nice. Animals. Animals, just like in the slaughterhouse, livestock go down. There are so many animals, and they are going to be slaughtered, everyone knows. They also know, the animals. But on account of their animal quality, they cannot do anything. Similarly, we are also put into the slaughterhouse of this material world. It is called Mrityulok. Everyone knows that he will be slaughtered today, tomorrow, or 50 years after, or 100 years after. Everyone knows that he will be slaughtered. He'll die. Death means slaughter. Nobody wants to die. The animal also do not like to die. But they are forcibly killed. This is called slaughter. Similarly, who wants to die? Nobody wants to die. But by nature's law, he has to be killed. That is slaughterhouse. The whole material world is slaughterhouse. We have to realize that. And it is called Mrityuloka. This is the problem. But they do not take it very seriously. Like animal. The animal, he does not take very seriously, and even if he knows, he cannot take any step. So our position is like that. Mrittu samsara sagara tisham aham anukampartham aham makkayana jantama tisham aham samudhatya mrittu samsara sagara. So we should understand our position. Nobody wants to die, but he is slaughtered. Again, he is given another chance, another body. Again he is slaughtered. This is the laws of nature going on. Devidhyesha-gunamai-mamo-maya-durutthaya. We should seriously understand this, that how to stop this slaughtering process of material nature. That is intelligence. Otherwise, to become happy like cats and dogs, oh, I am very nicely eating, jumping, I don't care for being slaughtered, that is not very good intelligence. Intelligence is how to stop the slaughtering process of nature. That is being discussed. So, anyone can get out of this slaughtering process by devotional charity. That is stated here. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya. Kechit, that is not very common. Very rarely one comes to Krishna consciousness. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya. Simply by devotional service, one can get out of this dangerous condition of being slaughtered. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya. And who are they? Vasudeva Parayana, devotees of Krishna. Krishna's name is Vasudeva. His son of Vasudeva. Therefore, his name is Vasudeva. So Vasudeva Parayana. Parayana means our ultimate goal is Vasudeva. Nothing. They are called Vasudeva. Vasudeva Parayana Aghang Dhunlanti. Aghang means the material contamination. We are always associating with material contamination. So, if we become Vasudeva Parayana, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Sa Mahatma Sudullava, the same thing. Here it says Kechit, but very rarely. And Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Sa Mahatma Sudullava. Sudullava, very rare. So, this Krishna consciousness movement, although it is very rare, we are trying to deliver Krishna and love of Krishna. So, this is the topmost welfare activities to the human society, because it is very difficult to understand Krishna, and we, under certain process, we are delivering Krishna, and it is being effective. The process is so nice. The Europeans and Americans, they did not know what is Krishna 5-6 years ago. But they are now very serious. Even one priest in Boston, he was astonished that these boys, Christian boys or the Jewish boys, they are our men, and they did not get to know what is God, what is. Now they are after men, after God, they are men. How it is? There are many practical proofs. Just like in our many temples, Los Angeles temple, it was sold by the church because nobody was coming. Nobody was coming. We have many churches purchased in that way. Now you'll see in Los Angeles, it is always packed up. So we did not bring all these men from India. The men, the local men, and the church is the same church. Why they are coming? Why they are taking interest? So, this is the effect of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. He is personally being merciful. He is distributing. He is Krishna himself. Therefore, so quickly. So, if we keep ourselves in the right way of executing Krishna consciousness, then it will be possible, even in this very life, we shall be perfect. Perfection means takta deham punarjanma naiti mameti. This body, this material body, we have to give up. Everyone knows. But those who are not becoming perfect, they will have to come back again to accept another body. But those who are developing Krishna consciousness, this is the final giving up of your body. Go back to home, back to God. This is Krishna consciousness movement. And try to execute it very carefully lovingly, then your life is successful. Tattadeham punarjano naitimam. So one who becomes fit for going to the spiritual world, Krishna loka, Vaikuntha loka, where is the question of his sinful reaction? Aghangdhunlanti. No sinful man can go back to home, back to God. So if one is actually, somehow or other, becomes fit for going back to home, back, that means automatically his sinful reaction of life. One may question how it is. Well, if a man is sinful for many, many lives, how simply by becoming Krishna conscious he becomes free from the reaction? Yes, Krishna says, you haven't got to take proof from anyone else. Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māmi kaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja aham tvā sarva pāpi bhavamokkhayiṣyāmi. Krishna says, I shall give you release from all sinful actions which you have committed for many, many births. Krishna says, aham tvā sarva pāpi bhavamokkhayiṣyāmi. Māsucha, there is no question of worrying about it. So I have committed. But the thing is, that after surrendering to Krishna, don't commit any more sinful life. Then you are perfect. Whatever you have done is done. It is bad. But after surrendering, if you think it is a good business, I have surrendered, no, that is not surrender. The surrender is that sarva dharmān parityajya, he has no other business. That is surrender. You cannot become a devotee of Krishna and engage in sinful activities. Then it is not surrender. You want to do your business on the strength of Krishna's blessing. No, that is not allowed. Therefore Krishna says sarva dharmān parityajya. All kinds of activities, occupational duty, you should give up, simply be engaged in Krishna's service. Krishna's service, as that's like Arjuna. In the beginning, he was hesitating to be engaged in Krishna's service. Krishna wanted him to fight, to take part in the fight, but he was hesitating. But when he was instructed, Bhagavad Gita, he understood, he decided, yes, karishye vachanantam, I shall fight. This is Krishna consciousness. We have got many programs according to our mental concoction. That will not help us. If we simply act at Krishna's desires, then our life is perfect. Anukullena Krishnanu silanam bhakti uttama. This is bhakti. Bhakti means anukullena Krishna anusilanam. You have to cultivate Krishna consciousness as it pleases Krishna, not whimsically. Anukullena. Just like Arjuna got order directly from Krishna. One may argue, where is Krishna? No, you have got Krishna's representative, Guru. Jasya prasadāda bhagavat prasāda. The representative is there. If you act according to his instruction, if you want to please him, then Krishna is pleased. Just like in office, the managing director or the proprietor is not in contact. Of course, Krishna is in contact with everyone, Ishvara sarva bhutanam riddhesha. But even taking this crude example, still the office superintendent, if he recommends somebody, some clerk, that this man is working very nice, that is accepted by the minister, director. There is no difficulty. Therefore, jasya prasadāda bhagavat prasāda. If you want to please Krishna, you please Krishna's impression. Sri Guru Charana Rati, Seisha Uttama Advoti. You are singing daily. So Krishna is not absent. Krishna is already within you, but he manifests himself as Guru. Prakash, this is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So things are very easily performed if we follow the system of the Krishna consciousness movement. And we must, it is not that optional. If you make it optional, you will suffer. That is the basic. Krishna also said, māmeva japrapadyante, māyāme tāṅtara. You have to surrender to Krishna or become Krishna. Otherwise, you will suffer by this material energy that you cannot avoid. So, every one of us, at least those who have taken Krishna consciousness as their life and soul, they should execute devotional service very sincerely, then their success is assured. Thank you very much.